Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and today is going to be a fun one. I'm sure you've seen overrated, underrated on other channels or other podcasts, and we thought, why don't we do a business model, overrated, underrated, properly rated, if you will, because there's so many opportunities to make money online. Obviously, we have ours on this channel. We love high-ticket dropshipping. It might be on the list today, but there's other things that you can do, and so let's talk about some. And I really wanted to put John on the spot. John is someone who's not shy about his opinion. So why not? Let's let John review all of these. So John, if you're ready, I'll jump right in, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the list right now. So you're just going to be dropping them on me. I'll try to remove my filter for sure.
All right, here we go. overrated, underrated business models. Here we go. Affiliate marketing. So niche websites, things like that.
Look, I think these days that's actually a little bit underrated. I do like affiliate marketing. I think, it was one of the business models I first explored when I was, I ended up going with dropshipping, but it was a close, affiliate marketing was a close second. I think for certain people, it's a good option. You know, if you're into content and all of that sort of thing, it's a genuine business model. You can make money doing it. And you do build an asset that you can sell.
I'm a big fan as well. I would also say underrated. All right. Next up, AliExpress dropshipping.
Ooh, it's a bit of a smoky. I'm actually going to say at this point, AliExpress dropshipping is properly rated in that I think everybody now knows that it's absolute dog shit, right? Nobody thinks this is a good business model, and it absolutely is not. When it first came out, I would say it was way overrated. Today, properly rated, it's shit. Everybody knows it. Steer clear.
Speaking of dog shit, this got mentioned on a previous show. Here's another one. Picking up dog shit, John. What do you think of this side hustle?
Look, if you need money, you need money. Underrated. Got underrated.
It. Underrated. Love it. All right. Amazon FBA. What do you think?
Personally, I think probably, that's such a tough one. I want to say I could go both ways, but I think it's slightly underrated. I think slightly underrated. I don't think it gets the prominence that it used to get today, but I think it's still a good business model for the right person with the right amount of money. Once again, something that I would consider if I were getting into business still as a way to get started. So I'd say slightly underrated.
I agree. I still think it's underrated. It's not what it was, but it's still got promise. All right. eBay, Amazon, Walmart, arbitrage, like the arbitrage game of listing from one online marketplace to another online marketplace and marking it up.
Yeah, way overrated. Way overrated. I think I still hear a lot of people saying that they're going to do this or that they want to do this. And I just, given the other options you have to start a business online that actually build you an asset that has more value and all of that sort of thing, I don't even... I know technically those are businesses, but I don't even think of those as businesses personally. So overrated. There's way better options out there.
All right. The next one, I just have lead generation down. You can build websites to do lead generation. You can do a lot of things, but I'm going to house it all together as far as like lead gen.
Yeah. Overrated. 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 I don't think you're building something of value there, personally, and or of much value as in terms of an asset for you. Yeah, you can make money doing it, but you're really making somebody else more money than what you're making. So, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, I'd go with properly rated on that one, I think. Just like, it works. Dentists and, high-level people need you to find them leads, and if you can rank a website for best plumber Adelaide – and send those leads somewhere. It's properly rated. It's cash flow. You're right. It's not, I don't think it's sellable. Maybe to the person you're sending all the leads to. All right. Agency services. It seems to be the new hot thing on Twitter. If you're good at email, start an email agency. If you're good at, you can start an SEO agency tomorrow. What's your thoughts on agency services?
Holy fuck. It is way overrated. Fuck. I fucking hate that business model. I've done it. I don't like it, but it's way overrated. Like, yes, once again, it's a business model. You can definitely make money doing it. Plenty of people have built fantastic agencies out there. There are some really great examples of agencies, but it's just been the sort of thing that's been pumped so hard as a BizOp thing to people. There are just so many people who know zero trying to sell agency services to unsuspecting business owners that is way overrated. Agency services is a hard business model. And yeah, if you've got the chops and the knowledge and the experience, you can turn it into something great. But you don't know what you're doing. You don't even deserve to be there.
Yeah, I know a few great people doing it, and they would probably say the same thing. It's overrated and it's a lot of work. So, all right. So freelancing, like writing, doing design, any freelancing, just lumping it all into one big bucket.
It's probably properly rated for me, I think. Look, once again, if you've got a skill and you want to get started making some money and being in control of your time and everything, a bit more in control of your time, then stepping in away from traditional employment into freelancing can be a good thing if you can find people to sell your skill to. But for me, it's a short-term thing because you're still trading time for money, right? And so it's not as great an opportunity as, say, building your own e-commerce business or something like that, where you can take the time more out of the equation. But as a stepping stone away from traditional employment, I think freelancing is a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's something you can do on the side while doing something else that's actually building an asset as well. You want to work a little bit on the side, make some cash to keep your main side hustle going. Like, I don't know, properly rated is probably right.
Yep.
Balancing speed, performance, and ease of customization. High-ticket dropshipping starts with Superstore, the premium Shopify theme from out of the sandbox. Dropship Breakthrough and Dropship Podcast listeners get 15% off Superstore, Flex, and Turbo. That's right, three themes to choose from. Finding Shopify themes too rigid and hard to customize? Give Flex a try. Ready to take your store speed and performance to a new level? Try Turbo on for size. Use the code BREAKTHROUGH15 to receive 15% off Flex, Turbo, or Superstore. That's BREAKTHROUGH15. Breakthrough 15 to receive 15% off Flex Turbo Superstore only at outofthesandbox.com. I'm sure you're aware John and I are huge Superstore fans. So if you're ready to upgrade your Shopify theme, check out outofthesandbox.com and be sure to use the code Breakthrough15. All right, John, next up is Amazon Kindle. I've got some friends doing this. What do you think of Amazon Kindle?
I think I would say it's underrated in that I can't remember the last time I heard somebody talking about this. Honestly, I know you know people that are in this space, but I don't. I can remember hearing about it like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I think is the last time I heard anybody really talking about it. So I'm surprised that's still a thing. So I'm going to say underrated. Is it underrated? You know people who do it. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, there was this Australian bloke that we both knew that was teaching. I don't even remember his name anymore. I feel bad. Hope he's not listening because I feel terrible. I my buddy wanted to do something, just get started. And he's raising chickens in his backyard. And I was like, go write a book about it. Go like just put out a thing. And so he, you know, he's not making much, but he's making money from just putting up a 40-page ebook that people are paying $3 for and complaining that they're not giving enough information for the $3 they paid. You know, that seems like the world we live in. But like, so he did that. And then he also raises ducks. So he has like a duck book. And look, I don't know what he's making, but yeah, he's into it. And I think anybody can do this on any subject. And you want to cheat sheet, go write romance novels. Just that's it. Go write romance novels and put them up on Kindle. You'll do all right. All right. So next up, what do we have? Podcasting, John. Here you go. Rip yourself if you would. Podcasting is a business model.
I don't think podcasting gets talked about too much as a business model. So I would say underrated. And I'm slightly biased here as in that I think podcasting is, for me, totally biased, but I think it's one of the greatest content platforms or ways to deliver content out there still. And podcasting is growing. It's still growing at an amazing pace. It's not slowing down as far as I'm aware. Turning it into a business is probably a little harder because you've got to have something that feeds, you've got to have something. And so, yes, you can have sponsorships and you can have advertising in your podcast, but you need to develop some other, I think you need to have some other sort of product that you're going to have to provide value to your audience outside of your podcast. So, you know, I think the podcast itself isn't going to make you a lot of money, but if you do have something else that your audience can purchase from you, that might be a physical product or it might be an information product or something like that, I think podcasting is a fantastic way to build an audience who will buy something from you because they get to spend so much time with you, right? They get to know you so well. They get to decide whether they like you or they don't like you, but I think you generate much more loyal fans of what you do via podcasting than probably any other medium.
Yeah, I think it's severely, severely underrated. Most people quit way too soon. I think the stat is like 60% of podcasts stop before episode 8 and 90% stop before episode 15. And like just no one gives them a chance to build upon themselves. And yeah, severely underrated in my opinion. So on the same ilk, podcast editing. So like editing it, transcribing, posting, cutting it up for shorts, things like that. What do you think of podcast editing as a business model?
Look, kind of goes hand in hand with either freelancing or services, I think, like that sort of agency type business. So, you know, I think properly rated would be mine on that. Once again, some of you can make money at doing, but the only scale that's going to come there is going to be to do with your time or hiring more staff. So, you know, okay to make some money off, harder to make a lot of money off.
Yeah, no, you're right. I would lump that in with freelancing. Something you can do on the side, make some cash. John and I might be looking for someone to do this and be able to continue building what you're trying to build. All right, next up, this one's interesting. Information products. So again, another thing I've been seeing on Twitter, in the money Twitter, as they call it, is like throw up a course on Gumroad and promote it on Twitter. And all right, I'll let you take it from there. Properly rated, overrated, underrated information products.
Overrated for sure. It's one of those things that gets pumped so hard as a business opportunity at the moment. Like everybody's saying, oh, you should just go and do a course. And it's like, oh, you know, you're going to make tons of money and it's not going to cost you much to do it and blah, blah, blah. It gets pumped on online way too hard. And it is not an easy business model, right? It's not an easy, I mean, I speak from experience, growing an information product and turning it into a lot of money, you've got to be a pretty serious marketer to do that. And that's not what anybody tells you. There are dudes that make a lot of money doing this sort of thing and women, but they are like A-level marketers generally, right? And in the beginning, you're not that, right? So it's not as easy as just throwing up a course and people are going to buy it, right? There's a lot more that goes into that. And the dudes that make a lot of money, they're also spending a ton of money to sell their courses, like a ton, right? You know, so I would say overrated for somebody who's starting out.
I would agree. Starting out or standalone, overrated. Mixing in with some of these other ones we talked about, probably underrated, honestly. All right, next up, YouTube creator. John, we're semi-professional YouTube creators. What do you think? Overrated or underrated YouTube creator? Yeah, I mean, there's some amazing ones out there nowadays.
Yeah, there is. Look, once again, I think YouTube is along the lines of what I said for podcasting, very, very similar, probably not as underrated as podcasting, but maybe slightly underrated, particularly for people who are natural creatives, right? If you're a creative person, if you love being on video, then YouTube is a fantastic place to be. And I think the next best content and audience building platform behind podcasting for me, right? It can be a long form. You can do so many different things with it. And if you have something to sell people that sits alongside it, like a physical product or an information product or something like that, then absolutely it can be a really great generator of business for you. Coupled with the fact that if you get good at using it, you can also advertise there, which sort of doubles up its value to me if you have good content on there. So for the right person, I'd say it's still a little underrated.
Yeah, I think the right person is right. Like someone who can stick with it and is literally having fun doing it, severely underrated. If it's somebody, if it's like going to be stressful to you to put a camera in your face and have to come up with ideas, way overrated.
Right? Way overrated.
All right. Online coaching. Another thing we've been seeing a lot. You should become an online coach.
Oh my God. Way overrated. So overrated. There are so many shitty coaches out there. And there are literally, so, and we see it in the dropshipping space, people who are coaches who literally have no right being a coach, no experience, no nothing, who see coaching as an easy way to make a buck. And, yeah, so way overrated. If, you know, because once again, with coaching, you're trading time for money as well. So unless you're somebody who can command high ticket prices, like, if you're somebody who you can be charging $1,000 an hour plus for coaching, then the time trade-off is probably worth it, right? But if you think you're going to build a business around charging people $20 an hour to coach them, that's a stupid business, right? Go get a job.
And the people who can charge that price don't need to be doing it in the first place. They're charging that price that's a waste of their time to be doing that when they could be building their business. So
Yeah. Coaching by itself is I mean, we do it, but it's to add value to other things that we do rather than making money off the coaching. Just selling coaching is like, by itself, terrible business model.
All right. I'm holding a baseball, but John, I'm going to lob you a softball for the last one. High-ticket drop shipping.
Underrated.
This is my shocked face, by the way.
Way underrated. Yeah. Super underrated. And that may be a shock, but literally most people, when they think of dropshipping, don't think of high ticket dropshipping still at this point in time. But it's the best way to do dropshipping. And it's a great way to get into that, particularly for somebody who's just starting out. It's the best way to get into e-commerce and the safest, right? So for that reason, it should be way more highly rated than it is by people. You know, a lot of people, if I said doing high ticket dropshipping, they'd be like, ew, dropshipping, blah, blah, blah. And that's a mistake. That's a mistake. So it's at this point in time, underrated.
Yeah. I think it's just not known enough. Like, there's just not enough people out there saying, hey, have you looked at this style of business model? It's severely underrated. All right. That was overrated, underrated business models. If you like this style of podcast, let us know. We'll do some more of them. Otherwise we will never do them again. So I don't know. I had fun. Thanks for your honest opinion, John. And, thanks for everyone being here. See you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too. So we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.